McGregor. In depth.
Ornate.
Fun.
And all around, just pretty great.
This is another chat with Tate.
Hey guys, it's Tate here. I'm very excited to share with you today a chat that I had with Youngblood backstage in his green room right before his gig in Melbourne. Dom Harrison, or Youngblood, is a raucous 22-year-old from Doncaster who just exudes a restless passion. He literally cannot sit still when he talks about his fans or his music. You can just tell how important it is to him. All Dom wants to do is genuinely connect with every fan in the room, and he has such an innate ability to do that. Even at a sold-out show, he was able to connect with everyone on an individual level, which I later found out at his gig. He doesn't care about the materialistic measures for success, like stats and accolades, and whether his songs went multi-platinum, how many albums are bought. He just wants to build a really strong, loving community, and that was so obvious by the fact that when we were having our chat, it was 4 hours until he had to hit the stage, and the block outside was just swarming with people. The line spanned 6 blocks. It was crazy, with people having slept outside overnight. Oh, there was just like pure dedication on their behalf as well as his. Like after the show, he then went out the back into a Hosier Lane and performed like almost like a little acoustic thing in front of the audience. And pretty much the whole theater was there. Honestly, I just really appreciate in an artist his dedication to the community that he's building around him. To give you a little context to our chat, we're in a little room with leather couches under the Forum Theatre, and sitting in the room is Dom's best friend Ben, a few PR reps, and my sister. We started off by cracking some beers. Dom was an amazing host. As soon as we walked in, he was snuggling on the couch with Ben and then invited us to join the snuggle fest, and then offered around some drinks, asked us if we're comfortable to sit down. Dom had a weak shandy. And then he filled us in on what he did for New Year's, which was swimming in the ocean at midnight on the Gold Coast for New Year's Eve. Enjoy.
Because we don't fucking, we're from like Manchester. So we're swimming in the sea at midnight, like, wow.
And it's actually a nice day.
Yeah, and everyone's like, this is what we do. And they're like, they're just looking at us like, have you never done this? I'm like, I'm from Manchester. I've never seen the sea.
Wait, are you still based in Manchester?
No.
You'd be in LA?
I'm based everywhere. I used to live in LA, but it was full of wankers.
Oh.
I'll even say that on mic.
Yeah, well, yeah, should we start this? Should we make it official then?
I don't know, it's cool, it's good. You know what I mean? It's just a bit like...
Yeah, no, I've been there for a week and I know exactly
how you feel. Oh my God, like, I just wanna, like, be free.
Oh,
I love your album. I love your album. I'm like, oh, sick, man, which track? Track 6. I'm like, oh, thanks, appreciate you.
The music really speaks to me. It really looks into my soul.
Dude, yeah, I love it.
I love it. But you love Australia. I've saw that on
Inside Out and Back to Front round.
Yeah,
round.
I saw on your Instagram that your best days ever highlight is all Australia.
Oh, bro, I just fucking, I mean, I need to change that. I'm not spring clean my best day highlights ever.
Leave it as Australia.
Oh, dude, I love Australia. There'll be many more. Like, I don't know, man. I feel like when I come down here, I almost like come home in a way.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you guys were the, like, one of the first places to actually get me. You and the Netherlands.
Really?
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And I don't know. I just literally love it down here. Like, it's weird. It went here first. But do you know what? There's like a general consensus for people in Australia. A bit of inside information for the rest of the world. Everyone else loves Australia.
Oh.
Everyone else goes like, yeah, they're on it first.
Really?
Tastemakers.
I think we started Ed Sheeran as well.
Yeah, dude, and Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like, so many people, like, because you just guys, like, look out the box. Like, everywhere, like, a lot of other places are like, they don't get things they don't understand, where I think the Aussie mentality is like, I don't understand it, sick cat.
Yeah,
even better.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sick.
Would you ever move here?
Yeah, fuck yeah, you're joking me.
Why not? What's stopping you? Why don't you make Australia your base?
Because I can't. I don't really have a base. I'm a bit of a wanderer. I've got to keep wandering for a couple of years. Got to be the wandering boy.
I want to talk to you about your whole ethos of like self-love,
yeah,
and inclusion.
100%.
You recently tweeted a lyric. It was, I'm insecure as fuck because I know that they know I'm so different. You don't strike me to be an insecure guy, like,
dude,
at all.
So funny. That is so funny that, yeah, people say it. Ben, how insecure am I?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, it's crazy. Like, my best friend's like, it's so weird. Like, all my life, I don't know, I second guess myself. I don't know,
yeah,
why I do. I just get that knot in my stomach when I wake up in the morning that you don't know why it's there. Everyone gets,
yeah,
it. Do you know what I mean? And the thing about this whole thing and finding this community and building it isn't because I want to be a fucking pop star. That's cool. That's great. Mm. But it's literally just to feel like I'm a part of something, and to basically like not be the only person who feels the way I do. Do you know what I mean? And that's what it was. It was a call out. I was like, is there anybody out there who's like me?
Yeah.
And fuck me, there's a lot of people.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, because I was going to ask, what's the dialogue between you creating a space for others where they can have no insecurities versus you actually, you know, having your own as well?
Dude, and that's that. Like, that's that is the beginning, the end of the story. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I can't fucking tell people to not have insecurities if I don't have it myself. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm just like, this is who I am. I'm speaking about my mental health. I'm speaking about being insecure as fuck. I know people, blah, 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 looking at me like that. And people are looking at you like that. And that's why we connect so much. Because you are exactly the same as me. I'm exactly the same as you. And the mutual thing we have in common is that we're just fucking together in the way we feel and in the way we think. And that's why I think we're so strong.
Do you think there's much of a divide between your persona as Youngblood and Dom Harrison?
As I say, obviously it's like a bit elevated, isn't it? Because yeah. It's like when I put on the makeup, when I go on stage and shit, and when I walk my dog or go for a piss, it's a bit different. Yeah. I'm not like, I mean, I would love to be like full glow up in makeup while I'm having a piss, but...
you can yeah, be if you want
I'd probably like drop my makeup down the toilet.
Oh, God.
Do you know what I mean?
You'd be the type to fish it out and continue to use it.
Oh, yeah, flat out, rock and roll, just fucking... Rinse it under the tap, use it again.
Oh, that's the style. I think we've all been there and done that. You're like, yeah, your whole free thinking and stuff, does that stem a lot from your family, I'd imagine?
As I say, yeah, man, I think, to be honest, like, my mum is always such a fucking advocate for allowing me to be, you know what I mean? Like, she let me dye my hair at, like, 4.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Do you know what I mean? Which was sick, but it was other people around me. It was people in, like, society, like, youth leaders or... people that aren't emotionally attached to you. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what's hard right now. I think, like, if, like, you ain't the ideal kid,
yeah,
your parents' flesh and blood, so they're going to try to fucking figure it out. Do you know what I mean? Somehow. Or they're going to try and relate to you. And if they can't, then that's their fucking fault. But I think with, like, youth leaders and teachers or whatever, they can... clock off at 5. They don't need to be emotionally attached to you.
Yeah.
So that was a struggle I had. You know what I mean? I think where I was from was really industrial and really kind of backward in the way it was thinking in to be normal in inverted commas. You know what I mean? And I think that led me to question who I was and question the way I thought, because my mind naturally went to a place which was completely bizarre. Yeah. To anybody else, and no one got me around me. I don't think my mum got me, but she was just like, fuck it, just do what you want. You look mental right now, but whatever. You know what I mean? And that was supportive, but she didn't understand it. They couldn't get it. So that was a bit of a fucking mind fuck to me. Because I knew on the outside, they were like, what is he playing at? But they were just trying to...
Give me like an example. What sort of things were you doing as a child?
For example, I was like, just like, I was like painting my fucking nails. Like, Ben knew me from like 11, and I was like just mad. I was just mad running around in dresses, in makeup, and just crazy shit. And I was just like running around in like a place called Doncaster, like that. And like, I remember going to school, right? Oh man, the school disco. Mr. Ball. I remember Mr. Ball. And I was in a bungalow. And remember, do you remember the bungalow? I was in the bungalow, and I was like, I want to paint my nails, straighten my hair, and wear drainpipe jeans and wear my Nirvana hoodie. And my mum was like, yeah, and my big new rock, my big stupid new rock goth boots.
Oh, yes.
That I begged my granddad to get me for Christmas one year, and he did. And I wore them, and I remember the smell of the hair straightening protector.
Oh, yeah.
that my mum put on my hair when she did it for me. And I literally get, like, every time I smell it, I go back to that place. I was so nervous, and I obviously got the piss taken out of me loads, and my teacher was like, why are you painting your nails? That's for girls, that, don't do that. And it was so weird because I felt so like myself, but I felt so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And like almost like I'd kind of taken my armor off and someone could stab me at any minute.
That's pretty big to feel that at a young age. Dude, like, how old would you have been then?
I was probably like, I was year six, probably like,
oh, yeah.
11 or 12.
And you were super conscious of what everyone else was around you was doing.
I mean, I just kind of like I don't know, I wanted to do something, so I did it. You know what I mean? That's the kind of person, the kid I was. Like, if you told me I wasn't allowed to do it, but I wanted to, I'd be like,
just gonna do it some more.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I was. You know what I mean? I got ADHD. I was very, like, hard to put your finger on, to be honest.
Are you the type of guy who has to, like, touch the fire to know it's hot then?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, ah. Ow!
You're home for Christmas. What does a family Christmas at your house look like?
Loads of family, man. I love having people in my house. It's sick. And so does my mum. Like, I don't know, like, my house was the house that everyone would come back to after a night out. Do you know what I mean? And my mum would just, like, make us toast and bacon sarnies in the morning. Do you know what I mean? I'd love that. It was just, like, everyone was like, everyone back to mine. And my dad would be having a nightmare because there's, like, fucking 20 northerners in his front room, like hunched up together. But, like, yeah, family Christmas, man, probably, like, there's always an argument, obviously.
Naturally.
Big old Yorkshire Christmas dinner, freezing, loads of, probably a lot of music.
Yorkshire puds? Is that a staple?
Always. Are you joking me? I have Yorkshire puds, like, with milk on for breakfast.
Okay.
Yorkshire puds. My mum makes sick Yorkshire puds, doesn't she? The best Yorkshire puds ever.
Everyone's mum makes them. I'm flat.
I don't even start this argument. I will fight you.
No, please. I bow down. I don't think my mum makes Yorkshire puds. Pavlova, though. My mum makes the best pavlova. Yeah, that's where that's
at. I love it.
Yeah, I love it too. Speaking of Northern culture, you have a song that you wrote about a specific bridge, which has the spray painting,
yeah,
I Love You, Will You Marry Me, on it. And you got Jason, the guy who wrote that.
Who wrote the spray paint on the bridge.
How did you link up with him?
Dude,
did you find
me on Facebook. I was looking for him for ages. And I was like, I don't go on Facebook anymore. Do you have it?
Oh, no. I use it for jobs. That's about it.
Yeah, I had Facebook. Like, and I've got, like, I don't have my real name on it anymore. I have this ridiculous, stupid name. And he just was like, yo, it's Jason, the Park Hill man. I was like, I've been looking for you for ages. And you just DM me, slide in on Facebook. That's the universe, isn't it? And
that's so cool, though. He must be a big fan.
Dude, he just loved the music, and I was trying to find him, and I got him to the show, and he's a really nice dude, man, and he came to my Christmas party.
What?
Yeah.
What? That's amazing.
Dude, yeah, man, he's part of the family now. He's a good dude.
That's so cool.
He's a big part of my life.
How did you find out about his story in the first place?
Ben. Literally sat next to me. Like, Ben's from Sheffield. Ben taught me a lot about my life, you know what I mean? And we just spoke about it. It's like a bit of a Sheffield legend.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? It's a bit of a, like, a mystery that people just kind of know if you're down with one of the kids on the street. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I was just like, this is such a sick thing to write about, you know, because it exactly represents my fan base and misunderstood people taken advantage of by corporations or a higher power that tries to step on us, you know?
Because they sell merch of it now, don't they?
A beer brand and all that crap. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's mental. And it was just like, people need to hear about this story, that it's not cool.
Speaking of big romantic gestures, have you ever done a big romantic gesture? What do you like?
I love doing crazy stuff.
Yeah? Are you a spontaneous dater? Do you pull some pretty insane dates then?
Dude, I love it, man. I love, like, making mixtapes and shit. Ben, there ain't nothing more romantic than legitimately, we just do crazy stuff, like burn mixtapes and, like, write on it. It's like, there's nothing more romantic than a dead format and all that stuff for, like, Valentine's Day and shit. I'm pretty bad. Like I got, like, one of my girlfriends, like, a favorite band. I hit the band up and got them to write the lyric of her favorite song out and sign it.
Oh, wow.
And all that stuff. I love that.
Did she get a tattoo of that?
No, she got it. She's got it on a piece of paper in her house, maybe.
That's so cute. That's really nice.
I don't know if she still got it. Erased the memory of me.
Oh, no. I think the band might speak louder.
Threw it in the bin.
Burnt it. With all these memories.
Just took my name off it. That's fine. Just take the little plaque off and burn it with your lighter.
Wait, did it have your name on it?
No, it had it. I had the lyric and then I put my name underneath it. Do you know what I mean? In a little, like,
remember me.
Happy birthday, baby. Love me. And then I better know. I did it separately because you just never know, do you? Just in case they break up, you can just take that out of the frame and just pretend it was from, like, your mum.
See, that's thoughtful of you.
Scribble my name out and put love, mum.
We'll wrap this up. What else is coming up for you? What's the 2020 vision?
Dude, are you joking me? There's like new music. I can't, like, there's a big song for Australia coming out soon.
Just for Australia?
Like, I would say, like, there was a big moment happening in Australia last year that I took note of, and and me and that artist have been friends for a while. And we love it down here. And we love Triple J, and we love kind of, do you know what I mean? Like a version.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So that's two clues. And we are doing something together for Australia. And, well, like, not specifically for Australia, but we're just like, we're kind of saying that to each other. We're like, it's going to be crazy in Australia. And then, yeah, there's a new album coming, and there's, like, it's just, like, I can't even believe the shows I'm booking.
Yeah. Like, what's the biggest pinch me?
I mean, like, a lot of stuff, like, second headline slots at festivals, mm-hmm. and potential, like arena shows and, like, crazy shit. It's mad.
I'm excited. This is going to be good. Excited. We'll see you soon.
I'm just like a little, like, bunny rabbit just bouncing through the forest. My bunny friends.
Someone needs to animate that real quick.
Yeah, like, I love that. Man, dude, there's a big line outside.
You have no idea.
You have no clue. It's like
all the way up. There's your lane. Like all the way up.
At least, like, 1,000 people there right now already. And you're not on until, like, we're outside at, like, 5:30. That's crazy.
There's people asleep near the front.
Yeah, dude, they've camped out overnight. It's mad.
Well, how does that make you feel?
I don't know, man. I'm just like, it's crazy. Like my family, dude. That's the thing about it. It's like, I never wanted to be. I don't give a fuck about It Records. I'm telling you. I don't care. If one happens, it happens.
Mm.
I'm not arsed about that. Do you know what I mean? If that comes, it comes. Like, that's amazing. It's like, oh, how many hits did you have? How many number ones did you have? I don't care about that. Yeah. I just want to play stadiums. I want to, like, unite people. Yeah. I want to unite people to do something in culture. I want to be Foo Fighters, not fucking a pop, you know what I mean, a pop star.
Just people.
I didn't say anything.
First. All right, well, we'll wrap that up then.
Thank you. I like your pink glittery socks.
I thought about your fan base. That's why I went. I'm normally a multicolored person, but I went for black and pink socks.
Dude, I love it. I'm excited, mate. Bless. Tonight's going to be fun.
You just hopefully enjoyed a chat with Tate McGregor. Get more interviews, gig reviews, and a bunch of other cool gear at tatemcgregor.com.